There was a question earlier, Adamus, which was, I think you had said previously that it would be technology that can ultimately help to rebalance this situation, current situation. What did you mean by that?
Well, technology is the most important, the biggest factor in just about anything in the human lives on the planet right now. It's the overriding factor in everything. Now, the coronavirus, of course, is primarily economic, but in the long run, it's the technology that's the biggest thing that's happening on the planet. So technology is going to change everything, whether it's education, healthcare, whether it's entertainment or anything. Artificial intelligence is going to be changing the world. We'll come to a point of general artificial intelligence in the next few years on the planet, which means that the computer technology will have the capability of a human mind. Then super artificial intelligence in, oh, I would say the next 15 to 20 years, which means the computer capability will far exceed the human mental capability. We're at a time right now when you're at the very beginning of a whole new species of humans on the planet because of technology and its abilities, whether it's implants or nanotechnology, biotechnology. It's literally going to change the human species the fastest that it's ever done. It's a super evolution that's occurring. So, in terms of the question about technology, it's going to change every aspect of life. Technology is not a negative thing. It could be used negatively, of course. It's not a negative thing. But the very reason why I'm here working with this group who is in the Crimson Circle right now, numbers are not large, and nor are we trying to make them large, is because this is the time for consciousness to be on the planet to basically balance and to mellow the technology that's advancing so rapidly right now. These ones that I work with came here, deliberately chose this lifetime, this time to be here, to be the ones who bring consciousness at the time of technology. Without it, the technology could go awry. It could have been the end of the planet Earth because somebody would have figured out a technology that would have basically gobbled up the Earth. But with enough here on the planet who are in consciousness, the technology will actually assist the humans and help develop the new species. Sometimes I jokingly refer to it as the Robo sapiens.
And when you say the newly evolved beings, are you particularly talking about the youth here, or the potential for everyone?
Of technology?
Yeah.
Oh, for everyone. Technology, the beautiful thing about technology right now is it becomes cheaper and cheaper, faster and faster. It's a very democratic thing that's occurring all over the world. Look at the proliferation of smartphones around the world. Whether it's a third world country or an advanced country, everybody has about the same capability in the palm of their hands. So it's very democratic. Now it depends on what you're going to do with that technology.
There's a good question that's come in here, Adamus, for it says technology. Would it not be better for us as humans to understand the health hazards of the frequencies and the potential human enslavement via technology?
Anytime you have such a potent tool, in this case, technology, it can be used for good, it can be used for bad. And it could be used for enslavement, but ultimately, what I see is the technology. Since most people are not of that consciousness, the technology will actually reveal the enslavers rather than encouraging more of them. The technology is going to be used as a light, and that's again why it's so important for the ones I work with to be here right now to shine that light, because the technology can be a brilliant light for this planet, or it could possibly be a huge darkness, but I do not see it going that way at this time. There's too much consciousness on the planet right now. And on top of that, just to add to it, recently, any alien beings who were interfering with the planet, and there have been, they don't fly around in little metal spaceships, but they were interfering with the planet for quite a long time. They can no longer interfere. So there's a lot of tremendous amount of interference, everything from businesses to governments, and many people not even aware of these outside interferences from the alien beings. They are no longer able to interfere with the planet. The good news now is that humans are on their own. They have to make their own decision, but now you won't have that alien interference.